Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world.
Hello, I'm Mark Twombly. I'm coming to you today from Jack Brown Seaplane Base in Winter Haven on Flightline Internet Radio. John, you've been teaching pilots how to fly seaplanes for more than 30 years. Tell us a little bit about what is required to earn a seaplane rating.
Well, the pilot should be current in land planes before he comes and wants to learn to fly the seaplanes. Normally, our transition course would take about 5 hours to give them a good understanding of how seaplanes
operate. 5 hours of instruction.
And within that 5 hours, they're learning how to handle the airplane on the water, learning how to do the various takeoff and landings, emergency procedures, docking, sailing, things like that. Mm-hmm. But for a current pilot, usually it's about 5 hours and they have a good understanding. That doesn't mean now they can leave here and go to Alaska and fly mm-hmm. the bush. That mm-hmm. takes a lot of experience.
Mm-hmm. This is the basics. They learn the basics here.
The basics, that's what they're learning.
And I understand there is an oral exam.
That's right, there's an oral exam. We base everything on the practical test standards mm-hmm. that have been written up by the FAA.
And then they take a check ride with you.
Yeah, flight check after the oral.
Mm-hmm. And they have to meet the FAA standards before they are issued a rating.
That's correct.
What does a seaplane pilot learn about the interaction of boats and seaplanes?
Well, we spend quite a bit of time with them on that because they're going to be operating in the boat's environment. And we want them to understand that we are guests on the water. They were there first. There are more of them than us. And, of course, safety is the underlying issue. We want to make sure we stay well clear of the boats and treat them with respect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon, and a seaplane pilot is inbound to his lakefront home, where he docks his seaplane. The lake is busy with boats of all types. How does the seaplane pilot decide where to land on the lake?
Well, the seaplane pilot should take notice of that with a good traffic pattern and realize that he doesn't have to land. He can wait until the boat traffic clears and also the wakes. You don't want to be landing on top of wakes. So he's going to be trying, if there's wind of any significance, he's going to be trying to land into the wind. So he should just continue circling until he has a good wide open runway, so to speak, and then come on in and land so he's not interfering with any of the boat traffic.
Mm-hmm. Is there a procedure that the seaplane pilot would follow to pick the spot, check the wind?
Well, yeah, he's going to be determining the wind direction and trying to line up accordingly with that. Also, he wants a long landing lane, so he has adequate room to come in and touch down and stop. But all that's taken in consideration with regards to the obstacles that might be on the water, the boats. And he's going to use good judgment before he comes in and attempts to his
mm-hmm.
landing.
Mm-hmm. Once the seaplane has landed on the water, how does the pilot maneuver the seaplane on the water?
Well, he has water rudders, and he drops his water rudders down. And in a light wind, he has good control with those water rudders. Now, if the wind picks up, it's a different ball game. Then he has to use other taxiing techniques to get to the area that he wants to go to. The seaplane has a normal tendency to want a weather vane, so the pilot sometimes is fighting the wind, and he has to use his water rudders to help steer the airplane. There are no brakes, so he can't come to a stop, so he has to be cognizant of that.
The seaplane pilot has fewer tools at his or her disposal.
That's exactly right. He can't back up like a boat. And again, that wind is really affecting that rudder mm-hmm. and trying to keep him into the wind.
Now, you mentioned wind. How about current and you mentioned boat wakes? What's the concern there?
Yeah, well, boat wakes primarily on landing. You wouldn't want to hit a big boat wake from maybe a 40-foot cabin cruiser. Certainly, current is going to affect the ability to steer the airplane. You usually see that on rivers. Mm-hmm. And that would be as much of an adverse effect of as a strong wind.
Mm-hmm. From the boater's perspective, what can a boater do to stay safe, both for the boater and the seaplane pilot, if they see a seaplane landing or taking off from the same lake?
Well, he should recognize that the seaplane is going to be landing and using quite a bit of area for his landing, and give him a wide berth. Stay well clear and keep an eye on the seaplane until he lands and comes to a stop. Mm-hmm. But so the key is giving him a lot of room.
Should boaters offer to assist a seaplane pilot who is docking or beaching or just out on the water?
Not normally. The best thing to do is just to stay clear of the seaplane, because it does have a propeller out there turning, and the seaplane pilot doesn't have quite as good visibility as the boater. Now, if it was a distress situation and the pilot was stopped and waving his hand, then the boater should come on over and see if he can help him. He shouldn't come directly up to the seaplane unless he's motioned to by the seaplane pilot. It's best just to come in close and talk to the pilot to see what kind of help he might need.
Okay. Thanks for joining us today on Flightline Internet Radio. I'm Mark Twombly.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.